Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tom Asacker's here. Tom's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Tom, I need your website, please.
Thebusinessofbelief.com.
That's also the title of, is that the last book?
No, I wrote one called I Am Keats.
That's it.
Philosophical book.
That's the other one. I have it right here. I forgot about that. It was covered up by all your other books, including Sandbox Wisdom, the Four Kinds of Sandbox Wisdom, A Little Less Conversation, The Business of Belief. So, folks, you can see he's very prolific. I hope you'll check out his website. And if you find an opportunity, if you find his books, or you should seek out his books, you'll become smarter when you do. Hey, Tom, we're talking about being creative. That's you've laid that challenge on us today. You stated in a piece that you wrote, only the creative survive. And, of course, our job is to help small business owners understand how that manifests on them, the CEO of their company, the CEO being one of the people who hires creative people to do their work. We're not talking about the creativity that you hire people to do, folks. We're talking about you being creative in the way that you move forward with, and as the visionary, as the long-term leader of your company, the long-term planner for your company. This is where we come back to what I was saying earlier, Tom, that you can't, it's not enough just to recognize change, to accept it, even to manage it. You have to lead change. And the only way to lead change is if you have some capacity to be creative in the way that you lead your company, right?
Now, look, Jim, that's it. Just, so people understand what I mean by creativity. I had breakfast with the president of an energy company yesterday. And when I was talking to him about the environment, what's changing, because that's what you have to look at. What is going on? What does he see? What's he feeling? And a couple of big trends, and one was alternative forms of energy because of, global warming, all of that. He's thinking about it. He's looking at it. He's trying to figure out next steps. But another thing that's going on in his market is he cannot find people, employees, that are fully trained to come to step into his business. So he knows that that is a problem, mm-hmm. and it's a growing issue.
Yep.
So he's setting up pretty much his own university, an apprentice program.
A lot of people are having to do that.
People right out of high school.
Small companies
do all the training.
Small companies are having to do that. If you own a heating and air conditioning company, you're having to train your own people. If you own a marine company, you've got to train your own marine engine, boat engine mechanics.
Exactly.
Yep.
But see, that's creative.
That's is exactly
creating
right.
That type creative. Of apprentice mm-hmm. program, because that gives you an edge over the people who aren't willing to do that. And before you know it, those people that aren't willing to do it can't find qualified people.
When Hannibal crossed the Alps with the elephants, his generals came back to him, the story, and said, we can't find a way through. And he said, we either have to find a way or make a way. And that's what he was saying. We have to be creative, wasn't he?
Yeah. Look, Jim, it's funny. I probably told this story before, but when my daughter was really young, she said to me, she made some statement in the car. She said she heard it online or read it. She said, the definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over and expecting different results.
Right.
Right? Everybody's heard that. It's attributed to Einstein. It's not true. But so think about it. Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results is insanity. Well, guess what? In an environment where things are changing rapidly, doing the same things over and over and expecting the same results, that's insane too. That's insane because the environment's changing. How can you expect the same results in an environment where people are trying to take away your customers every day.
Well, or where your customers are waking up every morning and not mad at you. If you don't hear from them again, it's not because they're mad at you because you did anything wrong. It's just because overnight you became irrelevant to them because you weren't offering something that was creative because you didn't find out what their new expectations are.
This is what's going on. You can't see them leaving, right? It's like this slow process, and you're wondering, where are they going? And then you find out, and you realize someone else developed something, was a little bit more creative, adding more value, and fulfilling those desires.
Some of them are saying, when you say, where are you going? Some of them are saying, without any intention to be rude, anywhere else but here.
Yeah, well,
they don't know where they're going. They just know that they're not. It's not that this isn't working for them, and that's where you've got to be creative. And what you're talking about is proactive creative, being creative, right? Not being creative as a reaction to your customers leaving, but being creative before they leave.
That's how you surprise people.
Yeah.
Right. And people love to be surprised with something new and something valuable. That's when they tell other people and bring them in. So
I need your website again. I need your website again, Tom.
TheBusinessOfBelief.com.
Can they find the article there on creativity?
Yep, they'll be able to find it, and they'll find how to create belief,
To
be creative and get people to believe in you.
Check it out, folks. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Hey, Tom, good job today. Come back soon.
We'll do, Jim. Thank you.
See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.